Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
This case is not over. The Delphi murders. Richard Allen behind bars. Did they get the right guy? Did Libby German and Abigail Williams get justice for their murders? Or did a system so hell-bent on appeasing the community railroad the local CVS guy who's kind of an outsider, kind of new to town? You know, he's only been here like 10 years. He's not one of us. Did they get the wrong guy in an effort to tell the community that after years of failing to find the right guy, we got him? Believe it, it's great. We finally are getting justice. Or are you just stealing a father from two other kids and a husband? A guy who's just living his life, who really has nothing to do with this, who raised his hand and said, "Hey, I was down there. How can I help?" And then years later, you come back and arrest him after ignoring an FBI report that says this other guy did it. You know, the guy with the land where the girls' bodies were found? You should probably look into him. Oh, by the way, we invaded his home. We went and raided it. We did all of this. Here's a report on a silver platter for you. We think we got your guy. Thank you. Have a great day. Oh, you want us to leave? You're going to handle it now locally, Delphi? Great. Take the report. Do the right thing. What do they do? Yeah, I don't want to see this report. Yeah. I think we're going to get the CVS guy. Hot, what do you got on him? There's a bullet out there. Maybe he has a gun. Maybe they can get attached that to it. And that's what they did. It's nothing. There's nothing else there. He confessed in prison. Yes, you tortured him for a year. Anyone would confess. It wasn't like, "Ooh, we're going to put you in the corner for a couple hours." Then he came out and said, "Guys, you got me." No, you made the man so mentally ill that he started eating his own poop and running headfirst into a wall. And then writing on paper in very bizarre ways, things like, "I did it." You know, this is a man who otherwise wrote very nicely, was competent in his sentence structure and his verbiage, until you locked him away and tortured him for a year. And then, oh my, well, he confessed. Must be true. Must be nice living in a world where that you're that dense and stupid to how people work and are just oblivious as to what mental torture will do to someone. Must be nice to be just sleeping at night and to be that incompetent. Now, that's one thing about being incompetent in this case. It's another when you have mountains of evidence against another person, when you have an inmate at one of the correctional facilities with that man when he was alive, saying, he's confessing to this. He's giving me details that I don't know that anyone else knows. I want to give this to you. I'm not looking for less time. I'm not looking for any privileges. I want to share this. I'm a dad too. Now, inmate confessions are a questionable thing at best. Yes, they are. There's usually some quid pro quo type strategy going on of, I'll help you, you help me. That's not the case in Delphi. And that's the new aspect of this that we are about to jump into. So before you go, well, it's a prison confession. Hear me out. Hear the story, then make your judgment. Okay? Don't just jump to a conclusion. Take a moment. Take a breath. Whatever side you're on this, okay? It is certainly one thing for a suspect to slip through the cracks. It's another thing entirely for an inmate to come forward with a confession from that suspect and have it completely ignored. Completely. But that's exactly what Ricky Davis claims happened in the Delphi murders case. And now, years later, with Richard Allen convicted and sitting in prison, the whole story might not be as closed as prosecutors want everyone to believe. But he did the test. He did the polygraph test. Are you saying, okay, I agree. And he failed that. He did. Also consider who'd administered the test. Same folks who ignored all the other evidence against Ron Logan and everybody else. You know, the guy who's in jail for child porn, who was communicating with one of the girls, even talking about meeting up on the same day. Yeah, the same group that ignored all of that. And the same people who administered that polygraph test. And we'll get to that in a moment. I just wanted to address that because I know somebody is screaming at their phone or their computer or wherever you're consuming this information right now, saying that and saying case closed. Mm-mm. It's not. Davis is currently serving 50 years for dealing meth. It says Ron Logan, the man who owned the property where Abby Williams and Libby German's bodies were found, confessed to him back in 2017 while they were locked up together. Not just some vague admission either. Davis said Logan gave him the whole play-by-play, how he lured the girls into the woods, how he used a box cutter on them, how he covered it up. Logan even allegedly mentioned two other people were involved. Davis took this information straight to the authorities, and instead of jumping on it, or at least going, we should probably take a look, the response, we don't need you to tell us this, we're good. He even said, hey, I'll wear a wire if you don't believe me. Can I wire me up? I will wear a wire. And you can take this information from his mouth. What do you got to lose at that point? The answer? Nah, we don't need you to wear a wire. We've got this. And they never followed up. Fast forward to 2024, and Davis is watching the trial of Richard Allen unfold. He says that's when he realized Logan's confession wasn't just talk, because the details Logan had given him years ago, before any information about what happened to those girls was made public, lined up with the forensic evidence that had only recently come to light. So he started writing more letters, 7 of them to be exact, sent straight to Carroll County Prosecutor Nicholas McClelland, who has a vested interest in prosecuting this case and being right. Yeah, it's your job, but is being right really justice if what you're fighting so right to be right on is really wrong? Every single letter ignored. If true, that means that while the prosecution was busy convicting Allen, they had sitting in their inbox a firsthand account that pointed to a different suspect, one who conveniently died in 2022 before he could ever actually be charged. I mean, he could have been charged. There's years that he could have been charged. It wasn't like, oh, I think we got him. Damn it, he's dead. No, It was more like, put him away over here right now. We got a lot of this, but I don't know if we're going to process. What? I don't know. I don't know what the thinking was, why they didn't go further and prosecute him or make, give charge. I don't know. According to the FBI and their affidavit, looked pretty tight. Davis said he originally requested to take a polygraph test back in 2017, thinking it would help solidify his credibility. Instead, he says it turned into interrogation about his motivations. The narrative, according to him, was that he was making all of this up for attention. But here's the thing. How does an inmate sitting in prison in 2017 pull the detail about a box cutter out of thin air? Because that particular detail only became part of the forensic discussion in Allen's 2024 trial, and yet Davis says Logan told him about it years earlier. And he told the authorities about it back then, too. The problem is this isn't just a case of someone slipping through the cracks. If Davis's claims are true, this is a case of deliberate suppression of evidence. And that's where things get a little bit messy. Allen's defense team isn't letting this go. His attorney Andrew Baldwin met with Davis just days before filing a motion demanding McClelland turn over all records related to Davis's claims. If it turns out McClelland knew about this confession and sat on it, it's not just a bad look. It's not just a, oh, whoops, I lost it in my notepad. How did I do that? Just like they lost Richard Allen for all those years going, this guy says he was there. Must be him. You know, like they did. This could actually be what's called a Brady violation, which is a fancy way of saying the prosecution failed to disclose potentially exculpatory evidence, which is kind of a big deal when you're sentencing someone to life in prison. You kind of want to make sure all of that's out there. Everybody is playing on the same field. Everybody knows what's going on here. You can't just not present things because it doesn't go along with what you think is right. You can't deny evidence that exists. It does. It exists. Now, the legitimacy of it, that's another question. This is an inmate confession. But it surely requires that it be at least looked at. I know the convenient excuse for Delphi was, well, we did the polygraph and he failed. End of case. Again, consider the source. Let's talk about Ron Logan for a second, because while he was never charged, it's not like he was some random guy the police never considered. His property was the crime scene. He lied about his whereabouts during the moments of the crime. Literally told his buddy, hey, on this date, at this time, I need you to tell everybody that we went to the pet store or the fish store or whatever store they went to. But he says, okay, he lies. Well, it turns out they figured that out. Then they admit to it. They admit to lying. They admit to having an alibi for a murder before anyone knew there was a murder. That's not weird or anything. And he has a history of violence. And his ex-girlfriend also says she thought he was kind of creepy around kids, specifically about a little girl down the road that bought a horse, which actually that narrative comes up in this story, but not with the same girl, according to the confession. In 2017, an FBI affidavit outright stated there was probable cause to believe he was involved. But he was never arrested, never charged, and eventually died in 2022. And now here comes Davis saying Logan straight up confessed and authorities didn't just ignore it, they actively worked to discredit it. McClelland, for his part, isn't saying anything, and yeah. His office has previously dismissed Davis's claims, pointing that he failed the polygraph. It's proof. It's not reliable. Not reliable. Can't be true. Oh yeah, Ron Logan's cell phone puts him at the crime scene while it was happening too. So there's that too. But again, if Davis was full of it, why did he have a detail that wasn't even known to forensic experts at the time? Why not let him wear a wire if they truly thought Logan wasn't involved? And why ignore his letters over and over instead of just addressing them? They're sitting there. They don't have any leads for all these years. And then, oh, this is some interesting information. Well, it's not true. He's a prisoner. Prisoners are full of falsehoods and lies. And yeah, I'd say statistically, you're somewhat accurate there. Not all the time, though. Evidence is evidence. If that evidence is pointing to information no one else knows. But a guy who made up an alibi, whose phone puts him at the crime scene, I don't know, maybe worth just checking out a little bit more. Either they're covering something up, or this is just the most insane case of incompetence that we've ever seen. And being stuck in your vitriol of, we're right, and not seeing anything else around you. That does happen, and that could be what's going on. But it's looking more and more like something else. And what it is, I do not know. The reality is, if what Davis is saying holds weight, then there are bigger problems here than just potential wrongful convictions, because that would mean not only did authorities convict a man while ignoring information that could have pointed elsewhere, but that there still might be people out there who were involved and never charged. Davis said Logan told him two other people were involved in it. And if those people are still walking free, that's not just a misstep, that's a disaster. Granted, they might be in prison right now, too. We don't know. Or dead. We don't know these other two names. They were never named to the inmate. The weight of this allegation cannot be understated. If Davis is telling the truth, McLeland's decision to ignore the letters wasn't just negligence. It was potentially obstructing justice. A key question remains, why? Why ignore evidence that could have changed the outcome of the case? Why go after Allen with such tunnel vision when there is already doubts surrounding his involvement? David also insists that Logan had connections to the prosecutor. These are allegations that Davis is making that he says Logan told him. Allegations. He claims that Logan assured him McLeland would never let him stay locked up. And if that's true, it raises a possibility of favoritism or bias that might have influenced the investigation and trial. Again, allegations. Cannot prove that is true whatsoever. This is allegedly what was in, or this is allegedly what he believes based on the letters that he sent and the information that he got from Ron Logan. Take it for what it's worth. Davis said Logan was confident McLeland would protect him, so confident that he openly admitted to the murders while sitting in jail. I don't know, do you think you're on your way out at this point in time and you're just going to let it all out? Do you feel that confident that you are going to be somehow taken out of jail by your buddy? And I do not know what the connection is there, if there's any. Again, just allegations. But something we should look at, we should see, is there a connection? Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I do not know the answer to that. And I'm not going to accuse there of being that connection. Here, I'm just telling you what the allegations are out there. And what about those two other men Logan allegedly mentioned? If Logan was telling the truth and if authorities ignored that lead, that means they could be walking free, uninvestigated and uncharged, and that would be terrifying. There are other kids around there. If two people were involved in these murders and have been overlooked, all this time, justice has not been delayed. It has been completely derailed. Allen's defense team is determined to uncover what happens, and if they get access to those letters, they still exist. Which, you know, hoping they do, considering it's a double murder case, you'd want to preserve evidence. Oh, wait. they're not the greatest at that either. Oh, all those interviews that they did early on with people that were people of interest or just people who had said, hey, you know, we were around at that time. Let me tell you what I know or what I can do to help. Oh, we accidentally taped over all of that. Whoops. That's all gone. Oh, you mean it could have been exculpatory? You mean you might even have the killer on there? No, no way in hell. If we deleted it, it's not real. It was an accident, though. Well, even so. You see why this case just doesn't make sense. If those records show McClelland received Davis's warnings and did nothing, it could be enough to overturn the conviction entirely. And that's when things will get even messier, because if Allen walks free due to prosecutorial misconduct, that means the entire Delphi case has to start over from scratch. Right now, the question isn't just about Richard Allen's guilt or innocence. It's about whether law enforcement and prosecutors actually cared about finding the right person, or if they were more focused on closing the case at all costs. The disturbing possibility is that they might have known all along that Allen wasn't the guy, or had reasonable doubt, but pursued him anyway, while letting the real killers slip away and taking any evidence that pointed elsewhere and, well, hiding it or ignoring it at best. And another little tidbit of all this, in the letters from our inmate, when he wanted to report what Ron Logan was saying to him, allegedly, he was told he could only submit 2 paragraphs. You know, because reading, apparently it's hard for some of those investigators in Delphi. 2 paragraphs is the limit, my friend. We cannot spend more than 28 seconds on this double murder that we've been trying to solve for years. 2 paragraphs! And be on with your peasant self. 2 paragraphs to describe all of the information. Well, he did send his 2 paragraphs, and then he sent a lot more, and he says all of that was ignored. Now he's reaching out to local television stations with his story because he feels he's not being heard. A reoccurring theme in Delphi. So what does it all mean? Is this just someone in prison that just wants to get attention? I don't know. I'd say it's certainly something to look at, though. And the polygraph test. Again, consider the source. There's a lot of things in this case that I don't really have the highest amount of faith that were executed correctly or that the actual accurate information is accurate. And again, the guy's offering to wear a wire. He doesn't want anything in exchange. He flat out says that. And you don't let him wear the wire? While Ron Logan is alive? Well, maybe you could finally put this case to bed. And who are these other 2 people, allegedly? Who else is connected here? Who else is being protected here? And why? That, I think, is where some of the biggest questions lie, and why we are still sitting right here on this case and nowhere else. There are questions that will be answered, because we will continue to hold truth to power. And questions, they're not going to go away. Facts don't lie. If there are other facts that point us in another direction, love to hear them. Till then, you got a pile of stuff over there, Delphi, that you seem to pretend does not exist. A pile of stuff that even the FBI says, this very likely leads us to this other man. You guys ignored all that. What's it going to take? What is it going to take? I think that's the question everyone on the outside is waiting for and patiently watching for. And we'll be here to let you know about it if and when that day comes. So where does it leave everything? The court will have to decide whether McClelland's office withheld exculpatory evidence. If they determine that key information was buried, then it could lead to not only a retrial, but also serious consequences for the prosecution. And if those two unnamed individuals are still out there, the question of who really killed Abby and Libby remains just as urgent today as it was in 2017.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. He was charming, handsome, a devoted husband, a doting father. When his wife died tragically in a freak accident, everyone pitied him. He played the role so well, grieving widower, devastated, single dad, just trying to put the pieces back together. But the thing about perfect men, they're usually hiding something. And this one was hiding everything. The affair, the insurance policy, the other wife in another state who had no idea she was married to a walking crime scene. If she had only subscribed to True Crime Today, Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, she could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, she could have seen through the lies. She could have gotten out while she still had the chance. Instead, she's just another case we'll be covering next week. Don't be her. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.